Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. Hope you can all hear me all right. I'm on my Bluetooth as per usual. So today, beautiful summer day, my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Daisy. Love you, baby. Who loves you, baby? I love you, baby. Anyway, beautiful summer day, completely dry. So, of course, even though it says it's 82, in my head it feels like 75, 76. I don't know what the real feel says, but I have to tell you, I was actually chilly. So, yes, that's crazy. That's correct. I went out in shorts and tank tops, actually have a jacket in my car. But chance of rain is zero. Humidity is 34%. And it says it feels like 81. Okay, so 76 in my head, 81 in there, and it's 82 degrees. And all is quiet in New York. Apparently, I was very lucky because Obamatable was in town yesterday. And I was out of town yesterday. And thusly, I'm back. And did I say that I am talking to you live from the studio? Yay, the studio. It's been kind of rough. I haven't been around a lot, but I finished a painting. And I'm ready to do the next painting, but I can't take this painting off. And I don't want to put a canvas in front of it because sometimes I'm a little messy and splatter, and I don't want to get any paint on it. I want it to remain as it is. And I have to tell you, it is a very, 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 very colorful painting. And so one of my friends said it looks like Hawaii to them. I thought that was kind of cool. Now, I've been to Hawaii, and I have to tell you, the colors in Hawaii, they're definitely oranges, greens, purples. And so the first three colors you really noticed are purple, orange, and green in the painting. So I thought, oh, yeah, you know, I can see that. Now, here's the funnier part. The friend that said that has never been to Hawaii has only looked at the pictures I had taken of Hawaii. So I thought that was kind of funny. I remember when I was in Hawaii the last time, I went to this particular park, a reserve, and some trees, the bark peeled off of the tree and revealed the undercoat of the tree. And it happens a lot. It's just one of the types of trees. And this particular tree, and I have to tell you, albeit I don't know the name, I guess now I'm going to have to look it up and find it. But the bark was all peeled, and what was revealed was a very fresh baby green, you know, like a really light, just a very, very healthy green, orange and purple. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. So I took pictures of the tree. And then I went to the top of one of the mountains, and, you know, there's trails and you can climb around and whatnot. And I remember taking pictures and looking into the, you know, down into the ravine and seeing the same exact colors, exactly purple, orange, and green. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. It's like, it's all like the same everywhere you go. The rocks reflect it. The beaches reflect it. It's just, it really is very interesting. In fact, maybe I'll have to do a photo project of that. One of these days, very, very, very soon, I'm going to, actually be a photo calendar project. And the thing is that I have all the photos. And I've been taking, like, almost, not quite, but almost a picture a day for probably, 9, 10 years, 15 years, maybe more, maybe 15 or 20, no, 15 years. I remember when I first went across country, and that wasn't actually my first time across country, but when 9/11 happened, I packed up everything and my mom's cat, and I went across country. And I delivered the cat to my mom and dad, and I stayed with them for 2 weeks. And I did a photo project that was heisted by a fellow traveler, because she was and couldn't have what she wanted with me, and never going to happen anyway. I should say again. Yes, ha ha ha. Anyway, so she stole all the film, telling me, I'm going to get this developed for you. And like a dummy, I said, oh, that's very nice of you. Meanwhile, the guy had been capped because she had told me prior to this that she had gone on some trip with an ex and, you know, unrequited, was angry, and stole all the negatives to, you know, all the negatives for Don on together, like took all the rolls of film. I don't know if she ever actually had them developed or not, but I have to tell you, it's one of those past things that I'm over, but occasionally I remember it, as I am right now. But, you know, interesting as it is, you never really move forward until you really, really let go and forget the past. It's really the truth, actually. You know, it's interesting. Okay, so say you have a dilemma, and you sit and you think and you reflect or you meditate on it, and the answer comes to you loud and clear. And it's a very simple, very easy answer. But wouldn't you put it to practice? Okay, so here's the easy, simple answer is to not think about the problem, to let go of it. Just give it up to the universe and let it go. And I have to tell you, whenever it comes back to your mind, you let it go again. It's a very difficult thing to do. As easy and simple as it is, it's a very difficult task. You know, it's like if somebody told you, I have the key to health and happiness and success and blah, 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 and here it is, and they told you, and they tell you, this is what you need to do, this is what you have to do. And it's a very simple thing. I tell you, I do try all the time. Do I succeed? Not all the time. It's just the nature of the beast. So I am on that very guided path of myself, and I'm trying very hard to adhere and follow and just let go. And now, it's a very funny thing. So I told you that I went and I got hugged by Amma. And it feels like an eternity ago, and I think it was only a week ago. And so here's the thing. So I went and I got hugged, and as I already stated last week, that it, like, met and surpassed my greatest expectation. And I met people there that we connected, and we really chatted, and it was very interesting, all the answers and things that just kept coming. And now it's like, just to put it to practice, you know, that's all it is. It's just practicing until it becomes second nature, which is a really difficult thing to do. Yeah, I guess that's exactly where, and just being quiet and calm with it. So whenever I finish a new painting, yes, I'm jumping back into the painting, I generally like to do a little celebration. I used to finish a series of books that go out. This is a very, very, very long time ago. I don't do that anymore. But it's very hard to start a new painting when there's a wet one in the way. And I'm afraid to take it off the wall and roll it just yet because I don't know exactly how particularly dry it is, and I don't want to smudge it or damage it. Recently, I met a man who was telling me the best way to roll a canvas is not onto itself, but away from itself, to roll the painting on the outside. Now, I've never done that. I usually roll things wide enough that whether you're rolling it in or out, it still has enough of the curve. So his whole thing was roll it on the outside, but I don't know how comfortable I feel with that, because the last painting I did that with, I guess I didn't roll it tightly enough, and it sort of had all these little, like, fold marks on it. Not fold, but it had marks. It needs to be, now I think it needs to be stretched. some advanced suggestion because it's already in a show. Can you imagine? Hot off the press, right off the wall into a show. I like that. She was like, I could see this in a box, just pulled tightly, not stretched. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I guess you'll have to buy it and do that because I'm not doing that. I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, so fresh off the press. And now I have another piece that I'd like to do, but again, I have to wait until I can really take this off the wall and begin. I guess that's the best way to put it, to begin. Where to begin? Well, I know where to begin. Lots of things to do. So I went and I got a massage. And it was one of those, you know, quickie places. It's the nail place that ended up, like, opening up its own little massage parlor. I guess they pop up massage parlors are everywhere. So it's another Asian fusion nail salon slash, you know. So they have a separate building, a separate office space. And my sister-in-law and I went, and I have to say, it was really nice because reflexology is really where it's at. You know, when people rub your feet, for me personally, someone rubs my foot or my feet, any one of them, take your pick, start with one, then work your way to the other. I'll be asleep before you get to the second foot. Thing that really puts me out is rubbing my feet. It's really funny. It's not a pedicure. It's not the same thing. It's just a little foot massage, reflexology, and I have to say, sometimes it hurts, but it still puts me right out. It's like, you might wake me up with a little twinge of pain, like, oh, that hurts. And then I'll think, what is that connected to? What is that doing? Is that fixing something? So that's very interesting. So after we got our massages, she said, we have to go and see the puppies, and they let you pick them up and hold them. Now, this is a very expensive puppy place. It's making me think of Jimmy Fallon's Pleasantville Police Patrol. They eat food and spit at each other. It's very funny. And I'm thinking, we'll go to the puppy place. It's like the palace of puppies. And I was thinking of all these P words, and I was thinking, oh, I could be a guest on his show and spit food at him. It was making me laugh. So I don't have to be part of the Pleasantville Police Department. I can just hold puppies and see them pant in my petting arms. Anyway, very funny. So I picked up this one dog. It's a great mixed Pyrenees. What a sweet, you're not holding a little thing, but I have to tell you, he was like a bag of bones. He was so thin. And so here they are in this kennel, and they're up for, you know, sale, adoption sale, buy me, keep me, take me home. It breaks my heart because there's so many dogs that are, you know, rescue dogs. But when I see dogs in towns like that that are, like, you know, for sale, I want to buy them all just to take them out of there because it breaks my heart. But I have to tell you that Great Pyrenees is a little black and white puppy. Oh, my God, he was so cute. And I was just holding him, and he was just so docile. He was so sweet. And like I said, big. He was a baby because then when we looked up, we Googled him, we're looking them up, and those dogs are tremendous. They look like the dogs that, like, out in the mountains on the ice that they have those little those kegs around their neck, and they come and they save you, they rescue you. Anyway, it was very funny. But I don't know. I might have to post it on my Facebook page, but I don't know. I'm so not into that. You know, it's not about personal. See all the P words popping up. It's all about business for me. So if I could get rid of my regular Lisa Silker page and just keep my LMZ artist and my Lisa show, I would. And change all my friends over to, you know, my fan page. It's very funny because I have a lot of likes on my fan page, and the majority are not my friends. How funny is that? I don't know. Things like that are always the start of me. Anyway, so road tripping in the summer, it's just like one of the best things to do because it's perfect weather. So you can keep all the windows down, and unless it rains. you know, but you keep all the windows down and you get that hot, warm air. It's like this thing that I look to all year, you know. I don't care if it makes me sweat. It's just something about warm air. So when I was in Florida 2 weeks ago, the amazing thing is that no matter how much you walk outside, no matter how hot it is, I'm like totally in my element. Makes me very happy. So I've been like kicking around where I want to go, and I finally figured it out. I think I know where I want to go. And it's actually in New York. So I haven't decided to leave New York yet, although I have to say that my brain is kind of out of New York, but who knows? I'm working it out. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm knocking it around. I guess that's the only way to, I don't know. So I saw two new movies, and they weren't new, but they were new to me. So one of them was one that I wanted to see when it was still in the theater, Whiplash. And I have to say, he totally deserved the Oscar. He was fantastic. I can't think of his name. But everybody calls him the State Farm guy, which is really funny. But I have to tell you, he was magnificent in that role. Harsh as hell, but really spectacular and magnificent. And, you know, it makes me remember when I was a kid. You know how you go and you watch a band and everybody has an instrument that just knocks them off? Well, I used to like the drums. I still do. I played for a long time. And then I took drum lessons again, African drumming lessons. And now I'm thinking I should go back and start drumming again. You know, everybody in the family should have an instrument. You should play an instrument. And I think that for the most part, I don't know about my brother Dan, but my older brother and my younger brother both play the guitar. And my middle brother and I don't know. I just always liked the drums. And he's a fly fisherman. He makes his own flies, and he does his fly fishing thing, and that's his thing. But me beating on a drum is like the bomb, you know? It's like you watch somebody play the drums, and you're like all googly. It's not the guitar for me. It's the drums. I like the bass, too, you know? One of my nephews plays the bass. And I think all my nieces play the piano, but really one is really, she really plays the piano. Like, she'll figure out songs and stuff, you know. And so I think there's something to that, you know. It's like any creative outlet. So whether you play an instrument or you're creating an artwork, I think that there's something to that that really connects you. And the more you read, the more they tell you to do some kind of creative endeavor, because it really, it's part of your being. It's part of your genetic makeup. It's, you know, and I love it when people say, I can't even draw a straight line. Well, you don't need to draw a straight line. Straight lines are difficult. Who wants to draw a straight line? Okay, yes, I paint a lot of geometrics with straight lines, but it's not about the straight line. It's about being creative and other means. You know, I find that all to be very, very interesting. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, so I have to tell you, we always talk about my plants, and you know I love my plants, and I'm a plant fanatic. So one of my plants that I think I mentioned it also last week, something I rooted and then I planted, and I've had it for like 2 years, and it flowered. And it really flowered like a whole little tiny bouquet. Beautiful. I guess maybe I could put that on one of my Instagrams or Pinterest or something. Anyway, I came home last night, and one of my ginger plants, one that I've been cutting back for years because it is so big, it is so out of control, and I keep cutting it back, has a bud, a flower on it. It's a blue ginger, and I have to tell you, in 5 or so years, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. Okay, 6 years. Finally, this thing is getting a flower. I cannot wait to see what it's going to look like, because my white ginger didn't flower this year, and it's got tons of new growth, and I was a little slack, and I didn't water them before I went away well, and so they kind of suffered a bit, but they're okay. They're on the mend, and I have a red ginger that has grown like a weed. It's beautiful, but, you know, And I'll keep you up to date on the coconut, how the coconut trees are going. Nothing yet, but it could take 9 weeks. And again, I don't want to rush. I don't want to rush the summer. Yeah, it's making me sad, but, you know, I don't want to say it. Anyway, so I'll definitely post that flower when it comes up. I don't know what it's going to look like. I have to tell you that the ginger, the white ginger, it looked like an orchid. Smelled like ginger. It was the most fragrant, unbelievable. Every year, it flowers year round, except this year. So no flowers at all since I want to say since the winter, and I want to say like really late fall, very early winter. I've not had any flowers from my white ginger, but if the blue ginger flowers, I'm going to be like in heaven. That's what I'm going to say. I'll be in heaven. Anyway, so what else is on this front? Well, let's see. So everybody's been, like, inviting me out to the beach. So I've been going, and I've been doing all sorts of crazy stuff, you know. I'm definitely more, and, you know, they tell you, oh, don't get so much sun and this, that, and the other thing. But I went to Lido Beach this past weekend. And I have to say, the water was magnificent. You know, when I was in Florida, the water was covered with seaweed, red seaweed. And it was very, very hard. You couldn't really swim out. You couldn't get past it. And the water was like bath water. You want the water to be cooler than you or the sand. But you couldn't really swim. It was just kind of it. So I actually swam in pools the whole time I was in Florida. Although we went to the beach a few times, you know, ocean water on you. It's kind of, I don't know, very bizarre. So I went to the beach, and there was a little seaweed, but the water was so cool and refreshing. And, you know, I used to be the kind of person that would just run and jump. And now I have to tell you, this is an analogy for everything because, you know, metaphorically speaking, I got into relationships like that, too. I would just, like, put a toe in and go, yes, I'm going. And now I'm like, I put my toe in and I'm like, I don't know. I'll stand here and I'll let the water wash over me. Metaphorically speaking, but this is how I got into the ocean this time. And little by little, I crept in, letting myself adjust. And that's how I've been going in my whole life. Like, everything has changed. And so I was out with a new group of friends, and I was the only American English-speaking person in this group. And they were all very interesting and very unique and different. And I have to tell you, I had a really great time, even though communications were, at best, difficult. But we had a fabulous dinner. We had a really great day. And I have to say, just the whole thing, it was like you couldn't have a better day. And, you know, so they're teaching me a little. I learned a little Japanese. I refreshed my Russian a little bit. I'm working on my Brazilian, although I have to say not well enough to write it down, but, you know, enough that I could say that I'm enjoying it, and I have no issue learning more. So I thought that was kind of fun. I also walked around the village. I've done, like, I'm having a very nice summer, I guess I could say it that way. I'm having a very lovely summer. So we went to the beach kind of late. And, you know, why pay less when you can pay more? That's my little joke. And so we ended up going to Lido Beach and paying more to park, and staying a very short, because nobody came prepared. It was very funny. I had a blanket in the car. I had another towel in my bag. We just never took them out. And so everybody was sitting rather than laying out on the beach. And it was just one of those really chill days, you know. And so I met all these new people, and I had a very, very lovely, lovely day. And yeah, it was just one of those things, you know. And so walking around the village. All right, so here's the thing. I'm going to do a new project that a friend of mine suggested because I lost one of my favorite earrings, and I lost it prior to going away. So I took it out, I put it down. And when I grabbed it to put it in my bag to take it with me, somehow or other, it must have fallen out. I don't know where, of course, because it's lost. If I knew where, it wouldn't be lost, right? Of course. So I was on a trek, a mission, and I went to a lot of different Tibetan stores, and I couldn't find the earring. Now, here's the funny thing. And, of course, it's Murphy's Law. When you're looking for something and you don't need it, when you have something and you don't need it, everywhere you go, you see it, right? You know, then you wonder how many people have what I have. When you want it or you need it, then you can't find it again, even though you've seen it 1,000 times. Don't you love how that works? It's like trying to remember something. I want to remember something. I can't remember something. Stop thinking about it. It comes to you. And it comes to me immediately. Like the minute I stop thinking about it, boom, there it is. It's like that tip of the tongue phenomena. So a friend of mine was telling me that she went shoe shopping with another friend. They actually were going sneaker shopping. And after trying on half the store, she ended up buying the very first pair that she tried on. Now there's another kind of phenomena that happens. You get brain overload. So if you look at a dozen things, more than like attachment, your mind makes an attachment because you get brain overload and now you're not registering anymore what it is that you're seeing or looking at. So what happens is you end up going back to the first because you made a stronger attachment to it because your mind was more clear or empty. And so you're there with a purpose. You see it, you grab it, and that's it, done deal. Well, you know, things like this happen to me all the time, and I feel guilty if I don't buy the first thing. I love that. That's just crazy. The guilt is like the worst thing on the planet. You never want to have guilt. In fact, I really, truthfully, I don't have any guilt about anything. But what I'm saying is that I'll see something and I want it, and I don't go and I buy it, and then I'm like, oh, I should have bought that. Then you go back and it's gone. So and you liked it. And I had a friend that used to have, another friend that used to have this theory that for every 100 that something was, so say something is $500, So if you really want it, but you don't buy it right then, and you say, well, it's $500. Do I want to spend $500? You say, well, I'll go home and I'll think about it. If I think about it for the next 5 days, then I've already put in the time. And thusly, I'll go back and I'll buy it because it's worth the $500 because my time is worth at least that. So she would say, if something stayed on her mind for the amount of days it is in hundreds, she'd go back and buy it. I like that idea. It's a good one. It's not a bad thing to live by, right? Unless, of course, money is no obstacle or object, and then you go, oh, what's $500? It's all relative, isn't it? So, anyway, on that note, in 10 seconds, I can tell you, enjoy the day. It's beautiful. It's crisp. It's clear. The humidity is low to non-existent, and it feels cooler than it is. And, of course, if you're in the sun, it feels warmer, but if you're in the shade, it's like 10 degrees cooler because it is so dry. Anyway, so enjoy this gorgeous day and my brother's birthday, and put those good thoughts put the good thoughts in your head, put the bad thoughts out of your head, and remember, just try to forget. Well, you don't want to forget your mistakes. You want to remember certain things. You don't want to repeat them. But let go. That's my thought, my theme for the day. Let it go. No, I'm not singing Frozen. Although they do have Frozen sing-along now on demand. So I saw Whiplash. Very good movie. If you get a chance to see it. There you have it. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa of the Lisa Show, signing off. Happy birthday, Dave. Love you, baby.